Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
2 hours, 2 hour warning, 2 hour alert. John Jackson, the Joker from X, will be with us in 2 hours. All right, in the meantime, we're going to have some fun too, though. Don't you worry. All right, lots to talk about this morning. Let's start where we left off. Luckily for those of you that listen on the podcast through the Montana Talks app instead of live on the air. Live on the air is great. That's when you get to call in and everything and react in real time. But I love our podcast listeners. So if you're listening on the podcast and you just wrapped up Monday's 9 o'clock hour, well, let's roll right into it. Let's pick up where we left off as if there wasn't, 20 hours in between the last time we spoke here. Let's see. So I posted this story. The fall of Assad. Incredible insight from two Montanas. How did Assad fall? What does the fall of the Assad regime in Syria mean for the U.S.? Who appears to be in power now? We got some incredible insight from two great Montanans yesterday on the show, Monday on the show. Retired Major General Paul Vallely of Big Fork and the University of Montana's Dr. Mehrdad Kia. And so, anyway, when we spoke with General Vallely earlier in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, he said, look, I've been talking with some of these rebel leaders like General Turkey and others. He said that these guys are good guys. They're not these crazy Islamic wackos, et cetera. And so he was feeling very good about the leadership that had appeared to be taking place. And then I spoke with Dr. Mehrdad Kia in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And while he is also glad to see Assad fall, he was skeptical of who may be in power now. And he was especially concerned about the influence of the Turkish government and what that may mean for the Kurdish people. I really liked the soundbite from Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who was on Fox and Friends Monday morning. He said, quote, "I think we have to be clear eyed. Ronald Reagan used to say about Soviet Russia, trust but verify. I think in this situation, we need to distrust and verify anyone who might come to power in Syria." And I thought that was a great soundbite. But anyway, first, where did both agree? Both Dr. Kia and General Vallely both agreed with kind of my layman's assessment that really what happened here is Israel went in and helped kick their butts. That basically, and not to mention all of these other factions that were targeting and going after Assad inside Syria, it's a very complex situation on the ground, of course. But basically, Assad in Syria was a puppet of the terrorist regime in Tehran, Iran. He was also a puppet of Russia. And Russia was, they were distracted with their war in Ukraine, and Iran made the bad decision to attack our friends in Israel and take part in the terrorist attacks of October 7th. And so Israel went in and started hammering all of these Tehranian terror proxies throughout the region. And so that's a big part of why Assad fell. Okay, General Vallely, though, after the show yesterday afternoon, sent me an update on Syria, and he's like, yeah, this is not good. Trump needs to find out.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness in the region today, we'll also see a few scattered snow showers around the region. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman to about 41 in Billings. For tonight, considerable cloud cover, some flurries or a passing snow shower possible. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Still staying with some clouds and a few snow showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
securing America.
At the recent Reagan National Defense Forum, one of the panels focused on America's national defense strategy. General Eric Smith, the commandant of the Marines, described the constant mindset of American troops.
I treat every day as if it were the last day of peace, that tomorrow is the day we're going to war.
The leaders also discussed China, that country's military buildup, and its stated intent to someday re-annex Taiwan. Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral Samuel Paparo on what it would mean if we were to come to Taiwan's aid if such an instance occurred.
I remain confident that we'd prevail in a conflict with the PRC over Taiwan. And in fact, the PRC also doubts their own ability.
General Smith added, it's easy to talk, but much harder to fight.
When you actually have to go toe-to-toe and go in harm's way.
Something he says America has a lot more experience doing. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The 80s are back, baby. Comedian Jimmy Failla, he's got a Saturday night show on the Fox News Channel. He says we are defunding the joke police. They've got a big comedy show coming up soon. I got a chance to catch up with Jimmy Failla. Full audio and more. If you missed it, go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, are you missing out on the NFR action down in Las Vegas? Well, there's a great watch party coming up and a Calcutta to benefit high school rodeo. MontanaTalks.com.
Hey, friend. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I got a random story left over from yesterday's stack of stuff. I just got to say something about this. Got to say a little something about that. It deals with the post office, the U.S. Postal Service. I'll get to that here in a second before I get distracted. All right, picking up where we left off yesterday. So I shared this report after the show wrapped up on our Montana Talks website. Full audio of our conversations. Great insight from both retired Major General Paul Vallely and Dr. Merdad Kia from the University of Montana. Let me see. I thought I had an update in here. Where is it showing the? Okay, I added an update in here, and I am not seeing the update on the stinking website. What the heck? All right, well, now I got to go into my email. What the heck? I saved that. Yes, okay, you guys, stinking computers, right? Okay, anyway, I sent this out via X, via Twitter. All right, let me go into my, that's the fastest way to find this is just to go into my X account here, because I shared the quote that should have been in the article on our website here, unless for some reason I'm getting some old outdated version of this. But the bottom line is General Paul Vallely said he's been getting updates from folks on the ground in Syria. Here was the update he sent about 15 hours ago. He said this. He said, the situation has changed with the new leadership. Al-Jilani and Bashir, the new prime minister, are Islamists. We cannot support the new leadership. Trump must get the word. Not good. So that is the update from General Paul Vallow that came in, updated from our conversations yesterday afternoon. All right. Anyway, that should have been on this news article website here. I don't know what the heck the deal is with that. So I wanted to keep that story fresh and updated, but I'll go in and throw it back in there for you. All right, the random story here as we get started at 6:15 in the morning here on Tuesday. The random story was this. So President-elect Donald Trump's transition team is reportedly weighing plans to cancel the U.S. Postal Service, their electric vehicle contracts, as part of a broader effort against EV mandates. I remember when they were talking about forcing these electric vehicles on our postal service workers. I mean, could you imagine being stuck out in the snow with an EV that ran out of juice? And anyway, I think I had confirmed at the time that there were no plans to force these EVs on Montana postal workers, but that I haven't checked in a while, though. That was, I think, a year or two ago when I checked on that. But get this. In 2023, the Congress gave the U.S. Postal Service billion dollars, $3 billion, that's with a B, to buy electric vehicles and EV charging infrastructure. So the U.S. Postal Service is planning to buy about 66,000 electric vehicles by 2028, including, anyway, think about that. The folks in Missoula have been freaking out because their Postal Service processing facility in Missoula, I'll have to see what the latest plans are on that, they were going to shut it down and move it to Spokane, Washington instead. And so people in Missoula are freaking out. Well, it's like, hey, you people in Missoula, you know, not all of you, but probably 50, 60% of you, keep voting for these Democrats that want to shove this stuff down your throat. You voted for the EVs. You voted for the EV mandates. You voted for $3 billion to go to this nonsense. And then you wonder why they've got to cut costs in other areas and ship your jobs and your mail and your processing to Spokane instead. Anyway, random start here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Let's go to Kevin in Billings, already on the phone lines. He's following up on a topic that came up yesterday as well. Kevin, what's on your mind?
So when you go back to this conversation about this, these people buying these cars out of state and then starting these LLCs, vehicle LLCs in Montana to avoid the state sales tax, well, the flip coin of that now is there's these dealerships, they just won't sell you a car if you're from Montana. It says it right on their website. If you're from Montana, Oregon, Alaska, and New Hampshire, we won't sell you a vehicle.
These are car dealers in other states or car dealers?
Car dealers in other states. If you call up and say, hey, I'd like to take a look at that vehicle, they say, where are you from? Montana, no thank you.
And why is that?
Because I think the state, well, I'm not really sure, but I think part of the thing is I think these states are recognizing that residents from their states are circumventing their sales tax by coming into these non-sales tax states and then licensing them, and then they're losing the revenue. So I think the administration is telling these dealers, hey, you know, don't sell to these states, these people with these states, because they're avoiding the tax. And I think that, so the states are saying, okay, we'll do that then. And so you can go right onto their website. They just say, hey, we're not selling to you if you're from these states, because it's just the way it's going to be.
See, which is just so crazy, because that sounds to me like a violation of interstate commerce by deliberately targeting certain, if that is happening, deliberately targeting people from certain states to say, you can't buy stuff across state lines. Now, on the flip side of go ahead.
I called GM and I said, hey, what's the deal here? And they said, they're independent dealers. They can do what they want. I called the consumer advocate up here in Helena right to the office. And he says, hey, there's not a violation there. If they don't want to sell it to you, they don't have to sell it to you.
Well, I would imagine they want to sell to anybody they can sell to. I imagine it's somehow the state government there that's trying to. Here's the other thing. Hopefully people buy Montana anyway.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Tax policy is in play in Washington these days. Everything from taxes on tips to corporate tax rates has been up for discussion. Most proposals talk about cutting taxes. Is that a surprise? This Congress will convene just as the temporary tax cuts passed in the first Trump administration are due to expire. So things are going to change even if Congress does nothing. Montana has more at stake in these tough discussions than you may be aware. We're one of just a handful of states that adopts the federal definition of taxable income on our own income taxes. That eases the time it takes for Montanans to compute their taxes, but any flip-flops at the federal level will affect Montanans filing their state taxes as well. If the Trump tax cuts are not renewed, for example, then the now doubled standard deduction will go back to what it was. That will increase your taxable income in Montana just as it will for your federal taxes, automatically. What happens in Washington will definitely not stay in Washington. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. The Environmental Protection Agency bans two toxic chemicals used in many cleaning products due to serious health risks. The government agency says two solvents, known as PERC and TCE, are linked to various cancers and other illnesses. TCE, or trichloroethylene, is a toxic chemical used in cleaners, spot removers, lubricants, and glue. It's known to cause liver cancer, kidney cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Exposure can also cause damage to the nervous and immune systems. The EPA also banning all consumer uses of perchloroethylene, or PERC, used in dry cleaning and in automotive care products. It's still allowed for industrial uses, including in aviation and defense, with strict guidelines for worker safety. The EPA is charged with ensuring that federal laws protecting human health and the environment are administered and enforced fairly, effectively, and as Congress intended. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Save big money at Menards, your pet destination. Menards carries pet food, treats, toys, and more. Treat your dog to the delicious taste of bacon with Purina Vegan Strips. They're made with real bacon that dogs go hog wild for. Vegan Strips are made without artificial flavors or colors and are available in a variety of savory flavors. Transform treat time with Purina Vegan Strips. A 40-ounce bag is $14.99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 15th.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as you might expect, the lamb market was a top priority at last week's Montana Wool Growers Association convention in Billings. And Montana Wool Growers President Sam Ortman out of Wolf Point told me that even though the market has come back a little bit here lately, it was a pretty tough marketing year for sheep producers, but hopefully 2025 is better.
Yeah, well, the lamb market was pretty sick, August and September. And it was like, what are we going to do? We still have our lambs. We're in the feedlot because of a predator trouble. We knew we were going to have predator trouble, so we pulled our lambs off, and it was dry. We were short of feed and brought them in. Lambs are doing well, and we're, since the lamb market has begun to move here the last 2-3 weeks, in a positive trend, we're looking to begin to market those lambs. But there's a lot of people that sold their lambs because of lack of feed. And they're looking at next year and hoping that these prices stay stable and that works for their bottom line in their banking and year-end planning. It sure helps when you have a lamb market that's not sick.
Absolutely. And he says a lot of credit for the stronger lamb market lately can be directly attributed to the ethnic markets in the east.
It used to be that all of our lambs went south. They would go to Fort Collins or Eaton, Colorado, and then they went into the markets there. And now our lambs, our particular lambs, are going east, and a lot of lambs. Most lambs are going east or south, but mainly east. And they're going into the halal market. The Jewish market still is a big player in New York. Rosen and Sons still there, and the Jewish market in Detroit is huge. Also, largest Muslim population in the United States is in Detroit, and they eat a lot of lamb, and it's not on the weekend, it's not on the holiday. They eat lamb and goat almost every day because it's the meat that they prefer in their everyday diet.
And of course, the lamb market and a lot of other important issues will be discussed at the upcoming ASI convention headed for Phoenix, Arizona in January. For more information and to get registered, visit sheepusa.org. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, it's known as one of America's best. The Pays Blue Ribbon Stock Cow and Bred Heifer Sale in Billings, Montana. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, December 10th and 11th, 8,000 heads sell, including 2,000 bred heifers and 6,000 bred cows. It's your chance to stock your cattle operation with some of the best genetics in today's beef cattle industry. Sale time is 9 a.m. both days. For a complete list of consignments, visit publicauctionyards.com. Looking for unbeatable deals on used equipment? Look no further than C&B, your local John Deere dealer of choice. Right now on our clearance center, we've got a 2021 John Deere S780 combine with 1,125 separator hours, equipped with an Active Yield Plus monitor system and a 400 bushel grain tank, now clearance at just $279,000. Want to see more clearance equipment? Then head to C&B today or visit DeereEquipment.com/clearance. But don't wait. This unit won't last long. Well, according to Politico, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service faces an Inauguration Day deadline to decide whether it'll lift Endangered Species Act protections for Yellowstone area grizzly bears in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming after a federal judge in Wyoming ordered the agency to wrap up its work by January 20th. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I got to get to the Pete Hegseth audio. Whole morning yesterday, I never got to the Pete Hegseth audio. I don't think I ended up playing it. We just do one thing leads to another. Before you know it, you're out of time, and you never cover everything you want to talk about. But I've got more audio to share with you today. I think Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, was on Sean Hannity's program last night. But Hegseth had a great tweet where he said, look, President Trump never flinched, neither will I. And there's been some great developments as well. The pressure campaign against Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has been successful. She has now come out in support of Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. So a lot to get to here this morning. All right, before I get to Jeffrey in Belgrade, just a little bit of a backstory here, because some of you might be wondering, okay, Kevin in Billings was talking about vehicles getting registered in Montana. What's that about? For those of you that missed it, yesterday in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, we had Evelyn Pyburn on the program, and she was sharing some numbers from the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet about how there has been a significant increase over the past few months with 10,000 new businesses being registered here in Montana. Those are numbers from the Montana Secretary of State's office. And so Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson attributing that to, you know, not only the fact that Montana has reduced filing fees for businesses, we've also eliminated a lot of red tape under Republican leadership at the statewide level, cut taxes, et cetera. So that's obviously helping out. Oh, looks like we lost Jeffrey in Belgrade. Okay. But anyway, so Evelyn also threw out the question. She said, I wonder how many of those new businesses could be out-of-state folks registering, you know, high-end vehicles, RVs or Lamborghinis, et cetera. They register those vehicles here in Montana to avoid massive fees that they might pay in other states. So that's why if, you know, you're driving around Orlando, Florida, like one of our listeners does who lives there, and you're seeing a Lamborghini with Montana plates in Orlando, Florida, well, likely it's not somebody who drove their Lamborghini from, you know, Billings, Montana to Orlando, Florida, although that'd be fun. I'd like to do that one day. If anybody has a Lamborghini I can borrow, it's most likely somebody who registered the vehicle in Montana, and you know, it's a good money saving venture. But anyway, so Kevin in Billings was saying how, you know, hey, now some of these other states are discriminating against people from Montana purchasing vehicles in their states because, you know, you don't have to pay the sales tax, et cetera. And the one thing I wanted to get out, but you know, we were rushed heading to that hard break before the Farm and Ranch Report, is my reaction to that is like, hey, I wouldn't know, because I think it's important to support Montana car dealers and to purchase those items here in Montana. Remember when a Democrat governor bought a vehicle out of state? It's like, wow, dude, you can't even support Montana businesses? Seth Audio and the Trump War Room shared a great montage about another Trump nominee, this time Tulsi Gabbard. Remember what the media and the Democrats used to say about Tulsi Gabbard before she left the Democrat Party and before she was on Team Trump? Oh, if you don't remember,
Don't worry, we'll play that montage for you here. All right, let's see. We're a little short on time here before we get to our next break. Let's sneak in a quick call, and then we'll get to the Hegseth audio after the break. Nancy in Roundup, what's on your mind? Oh, we lost Nancy. Okay, all right. Hopefully we got a phone call from Kevin in Billings. I was like, hopefully our phone lines aren't messed up here. All right, let's see. Let's just roll right into it here then. Let's see. Pete Hegseth, President Trump's Secretary of Defense nominee. Let me find the Trump soundbite. Let's see. Here we go. This was President Trump on NBC's Meet the Press talking about Pete Hegseth.
So he's making a lot of money at Fox. They're doing very well. And I said, you know, if for some reason you don't get this thing, you're not going to be able to go back. And all that money you're making, you can kiss it goodbye. He said, this is all about America. You know, he didn't say, well, let me think about it. Let me discuss it. That's a very big, risky thing he's doing. When he goes and he says, I'm going to give up, you know, millions of dollars in order to possibly become the Secretary of Defense. A lot of people would say it's a great position. It's probably almost no greater position, but a lot of people would say, I have to think about it. He said, I don't have to think about it.
Don't have to think about it. That's because Pete Hegseth cares about this country. That's because Pete Hegseth has served this country, and he never stopped serving this country. And when he's asked by President Trump to serve this country in a different way, he doesn't even think about it. He answers the call, despite the millions of dollars that he is going to lose as a result of this. Pete Hegseth was on with Sean Hannity last night in a rare interview. You know, once people are selected to be these cabinet members, they typically go kind of media quiet until the nomination process. But here's Pete Hegseth on Hannity.
Well, there's a lot to be done. First of all, you salute the commander-in-chief who got those 76 million votes and is going to chart the way. And I'll give him advice and counsel along the way. I'll just say what he told me. Return the Pentagon to the warfighters, Pete. Get in there and clean out all the social justice, politically correct garbage on top and get back to lethality, warfighting, accountability, meritocracy, and readiness. And guess what? 95% of the people in that building in the Pentagon and that wear the uniform, that's all they want to do anyway. And so when you return to that, it changes the culture of an institution that now stands up straight. You address that recruiting crisis. You address the retention crisis. Sean, I can't tell you how many families have reached out to me and said, my son or daughter wasn't going to join, and now they are after President Trump was elected and you were chosen to be SecDef. Same with retention. And then the rest of the world takes notice of that, Sean. So I'm not going to get ahead of the president on policy or what our posture will be. But we will be strong.
All right, we'll hold it right there. Back right after this. More callers on the line.
Media Minute.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, let's jump right back into it here. We're talking about Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. And I just love that point that Pete Hegseth made, is that President Trump didn't flinch, neither will I. That's exactly why the swamp, that's exactly why the establishment does not want somebody like Pete Hegseth in there, because they know that he won't flinch. They know that he's going to clean out the Pentagon. Did you guys hear the news update during the break there about liberal Senator John Tester giving his farewell speech on the floor of the Senate? And then Mitt Romney weighing in. Oh, okay. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to both of you. My goodness, Mitt Romney. What an embarrassment for the great state of Utah Mitt Romney has been. Unfortunately, I don't know if his replacement is going to be that much better. But the real story about liberal Senator John Tester's farewell speech, I'll get to that in a second. First, let's go to Tom in Billings wanting to weigh in on the Hegseth nomination. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. You know, as a Gulf War veteran, I support Pete Hegseth because I know more majors and I know more colonels that have ever served side by side with the troops. And you know what? don't need polished generals that have probably never seen anything but the rear area. Pete Hegseth, Major, you, Colonel, I would take 10 of you guys versus one of them generals. Amen. God bless America.
Well, that's the thing. Like, look at some of these Republican senators that voted for, like, Lloyd Austin, who got dressed down by John McCain because he was such a... Lloyd Austin was just... would say anything that the higher-ups told him to say so that he could get the next promotion. And look at what a disaster Lloyd Austin has been as Secretary of Defense. But yet some of these same people have the gall to suggest that somehow Pete Hegseth isn't qualified. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
The Iraq fight, the Afghanistan fight, these were company-level and below fights, and Pete Hegseth, like so many of our fellow veteran listeners, were right in the middle of that company level and below fight. But you have these, you have these woke generals that have the gall to suggest that somehow Pete Hegseth isn't qualified. Give me a break.
He's more than qualified.
That's right. That's right. Well, Tom, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We were talking about the serious situation earlier and had the update. In fact, I was just copying and pasting that tweet into my post. Major General Paul Vallely, who we heard from in the 8 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, initially he was pretty optimistic about who he thought might be in charge in Syria after the fall of Assad, because he's been working closely with some Turkish generals like General Turkey and others. But he sent us the update yesterday afternoon. The situation has changed with the new leadership. Al-Jilani and Bashir, the new prime minister, are Islamists. We cannot support the new leadership in Syria. Trump must get the word. Not good. That's what General Vallely sent us yesterday afternoon. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz had some great remarks yesterday as well. He is, of course, President Trump's incoming candidate for national security advisor. I can share some of that audio with you here in a second as well. Nancy in Roundup wanting to weigh in. Nancy, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, Montana Talks family. It took a while, but I'm here. I just have a quick comment about Syria and also Assad and an open invitation to our Convention of States meeting this evening here in Roundup. I just want to say that I never knew that Syria had a navy. And during the evening, last evening, Israel wiped out all six ships that belonged to Syria. And as far as Assad, he's a homicidal maniac, and I'm sorry that he got away with his life. He gassed 500,000 of his own people. He displaced 2 million Syrians. He's a horrible person. I often thought that he was a reincarnation of the ancient Roman emperor Caligula, who murdered 600 people just for the hell of it. Now, I just want to tell you that tonight here in Roundup at the back porch on Main Street, we usually congregate around 5:30. We're having our Convention of States meeting, and our state senator, Barry Usher, is our guest speaker. You are more than welcome to stop in. You don't have to be a member. We don't pressure anyone. We love conversation. We're just a group of concerned and Americans who want to just keep informed. So hope to see you tonight here in Roundup, and thank you for listening, and God bless all of you.
Hey, very cool. Thanks, Nancy. Yeah, Barry Usher, you said, right, is speaker tonight?
Yeah, he's coming tonight.
He's incredible.
So, I'm hoping that the weather maintains itself so we can hear him.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there. He'll probably be on his Harley, too. No, Barry Usher is one of the best. I believe I just saw that he was selected to be Judiciary Committee Chairman in the Montana State Senate. So that's great news. Yeah, he is a great legislator. All right, Nancy, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Yeah, so Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's selection to serve at ODNI to be the Director of National Intelligence, former Democrat congresswoman. She, like Pete Hegseth and like many of us, an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran, she was on the ground, right? And anyway, back when she was a Democrat member of Congress, she was beloved by the Democrats, beloved by the media, which is just another arm of the Democrat Party, of course. But the moment she started questioning the Democrat Party policies, the moment she, of course, abandoned the Democrat Party and started jumping on the Trump train, oh, no, she's public enemy number one now, according to the same media and Democrat Party that used to just absolutely love Tulsi Gabbard. Before I get to the montage showing how much they loved Tulsi Gabbard, Tulsi herself, I think, spoke to a gaggle of reporters on Capitol Hill. I'm still organizing my stack of stuff here this morning. I think the Trump War Room shared this one via X as well. Yeah, this is Tulsi Gabbard. Let's see here. Actually, I know what this clip is from. This is from back in 2019. So the Trump War Room, you know, made the point that the fake news media narrative is calling Tulsi Gabbard an Assad sympathizer because she went and met with Assad back in the day, right? Because, you know, imagine that, politicians going to meet with, leaders from other countries. Just like they criticized Donald Trump for meeting with Kim Jong-un and de-escalating tensions with North Korea. I guess they would rather that rockets were still flying towards us. But Donald Trump brought little Rocket Man to a halt. But anyway, the Trump War Room said, here you got the fake news narrative calling Tulsi Gabbard an Assad sympathizer. Meanwhile, this was Tulsi Gabbard on CNN way back in 2019.
Let's talk about what you're addressing here. Mm. And I don't dispute anything that you're saying there. He's a brutal dictator, just like Saddam Hussein, just like Gaddafi in Libya. The reason that I'm so outspoken on this issue of ending these wasteful regime change wars is because I have seen firsthand this high human cost of war and the impact that it has on my fellow brothers and sisters in uniform.
All right, there you go. That was Tulsi Gabbard back in 2019. But yeah, the media and the Democrats, they used to love Tulsi Gabbard when they could use her as a veteran prop for politics.
Watch out for the next superstar.
Here we go. You're talking about off air all week. Here we go.
Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is a rising star in this party. Tulsi Gabbard should be here tonight. The reality is we do not have enough young veterans in this party, enough young women in this party, enough people of color in this party.
You're considered a rising star in the Democratic Party. You had a position of leadership in the Democratic National Committee. Tulsi's story is really, I think, tailor-made for Hollywood. I half expect Natalie Portman to be vying for the role any day now because this story is not to be believed. Tulsi Gabbard, she is going to be the one to watch tonight at the DNC.
And Tulsi Gabbard, she's an Iraq War veteran. Yeah. Yesterday she was promoted from captain to major in the Hawaii National Guard. So she certainly is a rising star. The fact that she's not here tonight, for whatever reason, is unfortunate.
I don't know, but in a battle, I want her in my trench.
You can just, their legs are twitching. What was the Chris Matthews comment from back in the day? Just painful to hear the hypocrisy in these guys. But speaking of pain, I was speaking figuratively, but some of you are dealing with literal pain. Pain in your knees, pain in your hips, back pain, joint pain. You're losing sleep. You're not able to go out on walks or do what you love because of the pain in your knees or hips. If that's you, look, I get it. You're trying to avoid surgery. You want to avoid those prescription drugs. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They use the healing properties of your own body to go after the root cause of pain, revitalizing your joints so that you can move again without drugs, without surgery. Lasting relief, regenerative medicine through QC Kinetics. They're in Montana. The consultation is free. Call QC Kinetics 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This guy had 42 run-ins with the police. You want to talk about the biggest failure in all of this? Government failure at the highest level. This is what defund, dismantle, no bail laws, letting people out, not institutionalizing people that are obviously very, very unhealthy and not doing well. So the Black Lives Matter leader calling America a racist effing country in the wake of all of this, and that the KKK gets another victory. Al Sharpton couldn't resist jumping in here, condemning the jury's decision. Reverend Al, will somebody ask Reverend Al if he bothered to follow the case? Does he think that the African-American woman that testified in this case was racist?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday last chance is happening right now. Don't miss out. Up to 45% off site-wide, plus free professional measure. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm, a nightmare. Now, swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings, it delivers big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and they make it affordable. With Blinds.com, you shop online, you don't sacrifice quality, style, or service, and a Blinds.com professional expert available to help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They handle everything from measuring to installation. As a matter of fact, you can get your whole home installed for one low cost. Anyway, don't miss Blinds.com Cyber Monday. Last chance going on right now. Save up to 45% off site-wide. Plus, get free professional measure only for a limited time. Blinds.com, 45% off site-wide. Free measure today. And check it out now. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness in the region today, we'll also see a few scattered snow showers around the region. High temperature readings will range from the mid-30s in Bozeman to about 41 in Billings. For tonight, considerable cloud cover, some flurries or passing snow shower possible. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Still staying with some clouds and a few snow showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
The 80s are back, baby. Comedian Jimmy Failla, he's got a Saturday night show on the Fox News Channel. He says we are defunding the joke police. They've got a big comedy show coming up soon. I got a chance to catch up with Jimmy Failla. Full audio and more. If you missed it, go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, are you missing out on the NFR action down in Las Vegas? Well, there's a great watch party coming up.
Or online at MontanasTravelAgency.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I'm glad I reminded myself there. So during the 6:35 news break, and Dennis Bragg did a great job covering the Tester farewell speech. Liberal Senator John Tester gave his fancy farewell speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday. And you know what? Normally, you know, a politician, they're leaving an elected official. They're saying goodbye. They're leaving office. You know, normally it'd be like, okay, it's okay, be polite, thanks for your service, blah, blah, blah. Not in this case. This guy has just run just the most despicable campaigns ever. This guy flooded this country with illegal aliens. John Tester racked up over $30 trillion in debt. John Tester, he even admitted on the floor of the Senate yesterday that he was only going to serve two terms in the U.S. Senate. But then I decided to run again. Oh, yeah, the power got to you, didn't it? Anyway, but listen to this. Listen to this phony hypocrite. The liberal Montana Free Press, they shared this yesterday. U.S. Senator John Tester, in a farewell speech to the Senate on Monday, listen to the bitterness from John Tester yesterday. He warned against campaigns becoming so bitter that lawmakers can no longer work together, blasting campaign spending laws a month after losing the most expensive race in Montana history. This virtue-signaling left-wing wacko wants you to think that, oh, he's suffered because of negative campaigns. Tim Sheehy was actually pretty stinking gracious to you. You never even thanked Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and his Marine Corps veteran wife Carmen for their service. Not once. You ran one of the nastiest, dirtiest, low-down campaigns ever, and you lost. And this guy also wants you to think that somehow he's suffered because of
massive campaign spending. John, you spent way more than anybody else. You had more money from out of state from these left-wing wacko donors than any, I mean, you were the benefactor of the big money. Tim Sheehy survived the onslaught of your nasty negative attack ads. Oh, but now you want to act like, oh, these campaigns are so negative, and oh, there's so much money in campaigns. Give me a break. You had more money, you went more negative, and you lost. I saw that on X yesterday, and I shared this response here. I said, what a phony. The guy with the matches still in his hand is complaining about the fire. He had way more money backing him. He was nonstop negative. He tried to throw everyone else in the meat grinder. Yet he's the only one missing fingers. Yeah, John Tester, the guy who shoved his own hand into a meat grinder. That's why he's missing those fingers. He literally talked about how these campaigns are like throwing yourself into the meat grinder. No, you tried to throw everybody else in the meat grinder and just shoved your own hand into it instead. Man, that guy, I tell you what. And the liberal media that just has fawned over this guy since day one. Yeah, one of the news reports, they pointed out how Tester, this was from the Scripps liberal TV stations, quote, Tester said he initially planned to serve only 12 years in the Senate, but changed his mind. Seems like a question that very news outlet could have raised in the 2024 election if they didn't spend the whole time cheerleading John Tester's failed campaign. John Jackson, the Joker from X, also weighed in on this story. Tester spent $175 million trying to ruin a successful former Navy SEAL, and here he is complaining about campaigns being bitter and campaign finance laws. This biblical hypocrisy seems to be a prerequisite for every modern Democrat.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Tax policy is in play in Washington these days. Everything from taxes on tips to corporate tax rates has been up for discussion. Most proposals talk about cutting taxes. Is that a surprise? This Congress will convene just as the temporary tax cuts passed in the first Trump administration are due to expire. So things are going to change even if Congress does nothing. Montana has more at stake in these discussions than you may be aware. We're one of just a handful of states that adopts the federal definition of taxable income on our own income taxes. That eases the time it takes for Montanans to compute their taxes, but any flip-flops at the federal level will affect Montanans filing their state taxes as well. If the Trump tax cuts are not renewed, for example, then the now doubled standard deduction will go back to what it was. That will increase your taxable income in Montana just as it will for your federal taxes, automatically. What happens in Washington will definitely not stay in Washington. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.